Kamala Harris trashed U.S. in Farsi tweet for Iranian audience. By Joel B. Polak on August 15, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris trashed the United States in a post on Twitter, now X, in 2022 that was released by the U.S. Department of State in Farsi for the benefit of an Iranian audience. Kamala Harris on the U.S.'s official Twitter feed in Farsi from February 2022 talks trash about the U.S. to the Iranian people. From Google Translate. The truth is, there is racial discrimination in America. There is xenophobia in America. Anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia. Caroline Glick, at Caroline Glick, August 15, 2024. Harris's statement recalls President Barack Obama's so-called apology tour. When he delivered speeches in the Muslim world that attempted to appeal to public opinion by acknowledging America's supposed flaws. In Ankara, Turkey, for example, Obama said, "Another issue that confronts all democracies as they move to the future is how we deal with the past. The United States is still working through some of our own darker periods in our history. Facing the Washington Monument that I spoke of is a memorial of Abraham Lincoln, the man who freed those who were enslaved even after Washington led our revolution. Our country still struggles with the legacies of slavery and segregation, the past treatment of Native Americans. Human endeavor is by its nature imperfect. History is often tragic, but unresolved, it can be a heavy weight. Each country must work through its past. The attempt to appeal to America's critics and enemies by acknowledging that criticism may have impressed left-wing elites at home, but it did not have any appreciable effect on public opinion abroad, except to encourage contempt." Harris's key national security policy advisor, Philip Gordon, is known to favor engagement with Iran. In the past, he worked on op-eds with a pro-Iran official, Arian Tabatabai, who is thought to be part of an Iranian influence network. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.